How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Cameron from Melrose.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It is going.
Oh, this is crazy. I literally just dialed the phone, and I didn't know if it was going to go through, and I'm so excited to play.
Yeah, if you call, I answer. It's crazy.
Definitely.
Cameron, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Cameron.
Thank you so much.
So you understand how this works, Cameron. There are five trivia questions. It's all about pop culture. Kennedy has now left our studio. She's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Now, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. You have to get more right than her to win. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Orville Redenbacher was born today in 1907. There is a certain brand of snack that still bears his name today. What is it?
Oh, my goodness. I am going to have to take a wild guess.
Yeah, Orville Redenbacher.
It was a movie name?
No. It was a snack name.
A snack name.
Yeah,
popcorn?
Question number two. Season 3 of Euphoria begins filming in January, and the whole main cast is returning. Who plays the main character, Rue, in the show?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, her name is on the tip of my tongue. Oh, it's not Sydney Sweeney. It's the other girl.
Yep. It's the other girl.
Come on, Cameron.
Oh, I forget her name. Like Amanda something.
All right, question number three. Will Ferrell turns 57 years old today. Name this Will Ferrell movie. Take a listen.
I can't hold my tongue. These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong. They are terrible boys.
Shut up, Chip. I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Yeah, turn up the heat. Come on.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass. Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
Name that Will Ferrell movie.
Okay. It's his new movie.
Okay, I need a name. It's not new.
What should I say?
It's not new. I'll give you a hint. It's about racing.
Wow, you're giving big hints.
Something about Cameron I like. I'm going to give him a hint.
Not Fast and Furious. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the Will Ferrell movie Fast and Furious.
Question number two. Number four. Two former Arby's employees are facing charges after being caught stealing thousands of dollars worth of roast beef from the restaurant, and they snuck it out of the restaurant by hiding it in the trash. What is Arby's ad slogan?
Oh, we got the meat.
Question number five. Singer Ingrid Andress absolutely butchered the national anthem at last night's Home Run Derby. Finish the lyric to our national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we blank?
What so proudly we hail?
Keep going.
By the starlight's last gleaming.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did you give him four?
I did give him four.
Let's give him four. He's a nice guy.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys.
I understand you're a concierge down in the seaport. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I'm actually on my way to work right now. I usually work evenings, so the morning is a struggle for me right now, waking up. But I'm really excited.
We got you. We're going to help you this
thank
morning.
Thank you so
We're
much.
We're all going to get through this
thank
together,
you.
Kennedy.
Yep.
Welcome back. Cameron got two out of five correct.
All right. Well done, my friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Orville Redenbacher was born today in 1907. There is a certain brand of snack that still bears his name today. What is it?
Popcorn.
Popcorn is it. Tie to one. Season 3 of Euphoria begins filming in January, and the whole main cast is returning. Who plays the main character, Rue, on the show?
Zendaya.
Zendaya, yes. 2-1. Question number 3. Will Ferrell turns 57 today. Name this Will Ferrell movie.
I can't hold my tongue. These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong. They are terrible boys.
Shut up, Chip. I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Yeah, turn up the heat. Come on.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass. Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God. It's the best scene in the movie. Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby.
The what?
The Legend of Ricky Bobby.
The what?
The Legend of Ricky Bobby.
I have the Ballad of Ricky Bobby in my notes, Kennedy, so I'm not going to give you that one.
Good enough.
I'm going to be a stickler on you.
You be a stickler. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
I would have just took Talladega Nights, but...
2-1. Question number 4. Two former Arby's employees are facing charges after being caught stealing thousands of dollars worth of roast beef from the restaurant, and they snuck it out of the restaurant in trash cans.
It is a wild story.
What is Arby's slogan?
We have the meats.
Yes, we have the meats. I think Cameron may have said we had the meats or something.
We got the meats.
It's close enough.
We got meat.
I think so, yeah.
3-2 for Kennedy. Question number 5. Singer Ingrid Andress absolutely butchered the national anthem at last night's home run derby for the All-Star game. Finished this lyric to our national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we blank?
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's... What so proudly we hailed... At the twilight's last gleaming.
That is correct. Nice work, Kennedy. Final score is 4-2. Kennedy gets the win.
Whee!
Cameron, I'm sorry. We do appreciate you playing this morning, but you don't get the cash.
It's okay, guys. Thank you so much.
I bet you're a dynamite concierge, though.
No. It was a joy to have you. Thank you for calling in. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Cameron?
Oh, Kennedy, I'm sorry. I'm from Melrose, and I can't be Kennedy.
Don't you dare apologize. We had fun.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Alex from Haverhill.
Hi, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, her husband and son are in the car. They are all going to preschool together.
Whee!
Stay home. Over
here. Yep. Kind of hard to hear. All right, let's get to it, Alex. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 trivia questions are all about pop culture. You answer more correctly than Kennedy. You're going to win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. And she has pigtails today. I just noticed that. I didn't notice that before now.
It's the vibe.
Alex, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Shannon Doherty lost her battle with cancer on Saturday. She was only 53 years old. Her breakout television role was on a teen drama about a group of high schoolers in California as they transitioned to college life. Name the show.
90210.
What's that? You're close. Alex,
Beverly
voice change.
Beverly Hills, 90210.
Alex, voice change there. Okay, question.
What was that?
We got it. We got there.
Your preschooler has
a deep voice.
Question number 2. Wiz Khalifa was charged with drug possession in Romania after using marijuana while performing at the Beach Please Festival over the weekend. Wiz Khalifa featured on the song Payphone. It went to number 2. Take a listen and then name the band that is on the song with him. That's not it. That was the right clip. So let me try 2.
Mistake. That's my bad.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I think I can. Hold on. A little technical difficulty, but I think I can take care of it. Take a listen.
Partying all night, cause I ain't just trying to stay home. And I ain't using myself.
I don't have the whole
thing. Yeah, we could just say who did payphone with Wiz Khalifa.
Right. Here's the song.
Oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah. Name the band.
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
Thank you for saving us.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. It happens.
No worries.
It happens, Dan. It happens. Okay, question number three. 31 years ago today in 1993, Free Willy was released. What kind of animal is Willy?
It's an orca. An orca whale.
Okay. Alex, what's your husband's name?
Ken.
Ken's doing a lot of the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, I noticed. We should just have Ken play. Question number four. Miranda Lambert scolded fans for not paying attention during her set at the Big Sky Music Festival. Which state was she performing in that known as Big Sky Country?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Question number five. Lin-Manuel Miranda is reportedly writing his next musical. It will be based on the 1979 movie Warriors. In Miranda's most famous play, Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton has two rap battles with a future U.S. president. Which president does he debate?
I saw this, too.
Thanks for sharing, Ken.
We don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, that was all over the place, but we got there. What is your child's name, Alex?
Benson.
Benson. So we have Ben and Benson?
Yeah, Benson.
Oh!
Hey-o!
That's pretty good. Ben and Benson. All right, Kennedy. Alex and Ben and Benson got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, you guys.
To be honest with you, I don't know who was answering what, but that's where we are. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Shannon Doherty lost her battle with cancer on Saturday. She was only 53. Of course, her breakout television role was on a teen drama about a group of high schoolers in California as they transitioned to college life. Name the show.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Tied at one. Question number two. Wiz Khalifa was charged with drug possession in Romania after using marijuana while performing at the Beach Please Festival. Wiz Khalifa featured on the song Payphone that reached number 2. Take a listen and then name the band that is on the song with him. I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you... Name the band.
Maroon 5.
That is correct. Tied at 2, question number 3. 31 years ago today in 1993, Free Willy was released. What kind of animal is Willy?
He's a whale, orca, whale.
A killer whale, yes, an orca. 3-3. Miranda Lambert scolded fans for not paying attention during her set at the Big Sky Music Festival. Which state was she performing in that's known as Big Sky Country?
Is it Montana or Wyoming? Montana.
My sister
would have words with me if I got that one wrong.
Question number 5. Lin-Manuel Miranda is reportedly writing his next musical. It will be based on the 1979 movie Warriors.
Come out and play.
In Miranda's most famous play, Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton has two rap battles with a future U.S. president. Which president does he debate?
Thomas Jefferson.
That is it. Nice job. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Alex and Ben and Benson, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You have won yourself a last-minute pair of tickets to see Zach Bryan's sold-out Quit in Time tour tomorrow night at Gillette Woo-hoo! Stadium.
Yes! Thank you so much!
Yes!
Mom and Dad are happy. Date night.
Someone right. needs a babysitter.
Yeah. Let's go.
Alex, Ben, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Alex, Ben, and Benson from Haverhill, and we can't beat Kennedy. Hey, you and
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Jonathan from East Bridgewater.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
You doing all right this morning, Jonathan?
I'm good. I'm just dreading the work day is all.
I got you. I feel that.
What do you do for work?
I work at Brinks in the cash vault.
Oh, so you got to see all that money coming and going, just knowing that it's not yours, right?
It's not mine.
How much money is in the cash vault at any given time?
He can't tell you that. He'd have to kill you.
I'm willing to take that risk.
It's top secret information, Dan.
Not,
don't say anything, Jonathan.
I wouldn't have to kill him.
Okay. Just have to.
He would just politely decline her answer.
All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone out of the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you, Jonathan. Question number one. It was 12 years ago today. Russell Brand's divorce from Katy Perry was finalized. He supposedly told her he wanted the divorce over a text message. Katy is currently in a relationship and has a kid with which actor?
Orlando Bloom.
Corey Feldman turns 53 today. Dan, which classic 80s movie does Feldman star in about four boys on a journey to see a dead body?
Stand By Me.
Sandra Denton, Peppa from Salt and Peppa, got kicked off a Southwest flight yesterday over an argument that started because she bought two seats for herself. She's exploring her legal options. Finish this Salt and Peppa lyric to their song Push It. Take a listen.
Salt and Peppa's here, and we're in effect. Want you to push it back. Cooling my day, and then at night, working up a sweat. Come on, girl, let's go. Show the guys that we know how to control number one.
In a hot party show.
Let's go.
Question number four. Eddie Murphy and his longtime girlfriend recently got married. Murphy got a start in movies as police officer Axel Foley in which movie franchise?
The Beverly Hill Cop.
Question number five. Luke Hemmings turns 28 today. He's the lead singer for 5 Seconds of Summer. Which country is the group from?
Australia.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Wow.
That surprised me. I'm not going to lie, Jonathan. That was very well done.
Thank you.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Jonathan from East Bridgewater, who works in the cash vault for Brinks, got 5 out of 5 right.
Woo! All right, Jonathan. Let's go.
He knows all about being around a lot of money and trying to get Sal's money, too. These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
I'm not going to tell you which ones he got right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
That's what I hear.
Dum-dum.
12 years ago today, Russell Brand's divorce from Katy Perry was finalized. He supposedly told her he wanted the divorce over a text message. Katy is currently in a relationship and has a kid with which actor?
Orlando Bloom.
Corey Feldman turns 53 today. Which classic 80s movie does Feldman star in about four boys on a journey to see a dead body?
Stand By Me.
Sandra Denton, Peppa from Salt and Peppa, got kicked off a Southwest flight yesterday over an argument that started because she bought two seats for herself. She's exploring her legal options. Finish the Salt and Peppa lyric to their song, Push It.
Salt and Peppa's here.
Sure what they say there. In a hot party show? Now push it.
Question number four. Eddie Murphy and his longtime girlfriend recently got married. He got a start in movies as police officer Axel Foley in which movie franchise?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Luke Hemmings turning 28 today. He's the lead singer for 5 Seconds of Summer. Which country is that group from?
Uh-oh.
Five Seconds of Summer, an alumni of the Mix Beach House. We interviewed them on the rooftop of the Lobster Trap.
I'm well aware of what we did.
And you remember their accents.
I don't.
We spoke with them.
Yep.
Prepped for the interview.
I'll say, I don't remember what I did 10 minutes ago. Don't come at me what I did 3 years ago. I'm going to say they're from Australia.
All right, question number one. You said Orlando Bloom. That was a really, really good guess, Cody. That is correct.
The only thing that wasn't a guess in this answer.
Stand By Me. Yes, of course. I'm going to skip question number three. Question number four, you said Beverly Hills Cop. Yes, that is correct. Question number five, you said Australia, Kennedy.
Oh.
Now, question number three, you said in a what?
You know what I said.
In a hot party show?
That's what I heard.
What is a hot party show?
I have no idea. Oh my God, you guys. Jerks. Making me doubt my 80s knowledge.
Oh. It's fun when you get stressed because you throw your glasses off.
I do. Well, they're the wrong glasses anyway. I'm having a moment, but it'll be fine.
You're doing great.
Well, Jonathan, with the 5-5 tie, Kennedy gets the win. However, because we know it makes our boss very angry to give up his millions of dollars, $100 at a time, to our listeners, we're going to give you $100 anyway. Congratulations, Jonathan.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
Yes. And what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jonathan from East Bridgewater, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.